Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Gloria Knight is a daycare provider in Prince George's County. In 2005, she was involved in an accident that left her with a $50,000 hospital bill. Like thousands of other daycare providers in the state, she couldn't afford health insurance. These daycare providers are contracted by the state to provide subsidized daycare. Some of them have joined together to form a union. They feel the state should help make health care more affordable.
I am contract with the state when I work with families that are on vouchers. And the way the voucher work is that the person goes to the state and the state find out what their income is. And according to what their income is, they have to pay a copay. The person bring the voucher papers to me and I fill them out, send them back to the state, and they send me a check. You may have a young lady that's in school that may be on public assistance, but she's going to school to better herself. It's a possibility they may pay all of her child care expense because she's really not working. She's in school and she's on public assistance. Then it may be a parent that's working, but she's not making big bucks. So they may pay 80% of hers and she has to be responsible for the other 20%.
What would happen if daycare providers decided to look for other work, work that provides benefits? The effect could be more deeply felt than one might imagine.
If everybody came out of child care, a lot of parents would have to end up going back on public assistance because they just wouldn't be able to make it. Then poverty is going to increase again, where now, like you say, trying to eliminate poverty by us being there to help the state. But the state is not doing anything to help us. Nothing.
Despite this, Gloria Knight chose to remain a daycare provider.
I have this little boy named Malik. He can't hear and he can't talk. He's special need. I've been having Malik since he was 3. Took some classes. I learned how to do sign language. I taught my kids sign language so they could communicate with Malik and things started working a whole lot better. So I still have Malik and I've been having him since he was 3. Now he's 12. And I think that's one of the main reasons when I was laying in that bed, I said, now, what's Malik gonna do? What's Malik gonna do? It's not all about you, it's about your children. So I said, no, I say something has got to give. And the next day, SEIU knocked on my door.
Yes, the strong gets more while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own money.
Next week, Gloria tells us about her efforts to organize child care workers in Maryland in the hope to form a union and get health care. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more about Gloria Knight and our other stories, visit us on the web at thecenterforemergingmedia.org or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.